So I recently became a vegetarian. Well, okay, not really a vegetarian, I'm a pescatarian. And this is why. So I love Netflix. And the cool thing about Netflix is you can actually learn a thing or two, okay? It's not all rotting your brain. Not all TV rots your brain, in my opinion. I also love to watch documentaries. If I hear a review about a really acclaimed documentary, I am very inclined to sit down on a Saturday night and take 2 hours to learn about the environment, for example. So a couple of years ago, I watched quite a few documentaries. It was kind of my obsession. I watched a few that talked about eating, about food, and the food that we put into our bodies, how to be healthy using food. And I also watched a couple about the environment and how animal agriculture is having quite a negative effect on our environment. So, the documentary that I watched, it really talked about how animal agriculture, or the way that we farm, basically, big farms where we raise cows, we raise chickens in order to sell steaks, to sell chicken breast, to do all these things that are just normal parts of American daily life and daily life around the world. It's not really sustainable. It takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of natural resources such as water, it takes just a lot of things from the environment, and doesn't really think about how long will this last. And I think it can be quite negative because we're doing some really detrimental things to the planet just to make money, just to make the biggest profit possible. So that really inspired me to stop eating meat. I believe if you really, really want to not participate in any part of the animal agriculture business, you kind of have to be a vegan. And even besides being a vegan, I believe there are a couple of new documentaries out, such as there is a series on Netflix called, I can't remember the name of it right now, but that really talks about, even if you are a vegan, you really have to learn. You have to pay attention because anyone who eats food, period, is affected by the really negative processes that are used to make money in this country that could have a negative effect on the planet. So, back to me and my food journey. I stopped eating meat when I came to France to be a teaching assistant for 8 months. I decided, okay, I want to stop eating meat. I might even want to become a vegan just because, number one, exactly what I said, the processes that are happening in animal agriculture are not really sustainable completely. And if we want to change some things and become a little bit more conscious as a country, as America, there might come a day, maybe, where some rules will have to be made. Maybe there will be some laws that say you can only produce or buy this much meat. And I just want to practice for myself a lack of dependence on meat. I don't want to live my life and say, you know, oh, I really want to save the planet, but I can't stop eating meat. No, that I don't want to be that way. So I'm using this time not eating meat as just practice for myself. It's just about self-control. So at the moment, I do not eat any poultry, any beef, or any pork products at all. But I do eat fish just because I'm still learning and I'm not really sure on how animal agriculture works for fishing as well, even though I'm sure there might be some negative aspects, but I just need to learn a little bit more and I may eventually cut fish out of my diet as well. As for veganism and to stop having dairy products in general, I have tried it. I have tried it on several occasions. But I did this while I was working for a nonprofit organization. It wasn't difficult necessarily because thankfully in the United States, there are quite a few supermarkets that cater to vegans. And there are places where I could buy vegan mayonnaise. I could buy tofu. I could buy, so these were all the the things that I was substituting in my diet. When I don't eat meat, I eat things like tofu, but not all the time. I love to just incorporate a lot of vegetables. I love things like Korean cuisine because it really introduced me to so many different flavor profiles, vegetables like lotus root that I never even knew existed before, but I am in love with now. The stuff is so delicious, seriously. Lotus root marinated in some soy sauce and things like that. It's awesome. Anyway, in France or in the United States, the level of difficulty when you try to stop eating meat, it varies. But I think it's totally possible. If you're interested in to stop eating meat, especially if you live in the United States, it is possible. It might take some money, though. So budget wisely, think about, you kind of have to think about what you are willing to spend money on, how much money were you going to spend anyways on steak and chicken, and kind of use that to buy more eco-friendly products. That's what I've been doing, and I'm actually liking it. I don't really miss meat at all, which is a blessing. Now, when I go back to the United States and I see Chicago-style Polish sausages, I'll get back to you and let you know how tempted I really am. But I am confident that I will continue being a pescatarian for a long time.